You mix a little butter with it and the essence of spices.
You always have so many good things. I've never heard of them.
Oh, that's old timey. That's what they used to do a long time ago.
And they would do pumpkin. Mm-hmm.
You see, they couldn't eat it all up in a hurry, mm-hmm. so they would. And the rest of the time, they would cook it out in big wash pots.
They could.
And cook it down low. See, they peeled it and cut it up in small mm-hmm. pieces, and then they would put it in earthen jars and let it set out in the wintertime, let it kind of freeze like.
Uh-huh.
Then they'd bring it in, they'd make pies out of it.
And then that's how they would make
that's what happened. Uh-huh, they didn't have ice, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You have such pretty teeth. You use pearl drops.
I haven't ever tried any pearl drops.
Uh-huh.
So that's how they would fix up.
They would keep that. Those that didn't do that would put it in jars.
Uh-huh.
Now, my mother never canned any because she didn't like pumpkin for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people would can it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. In a fireplace, what would you generally clean out of the fireplace, or this one in here, or anybody that had a fireplace, what would they have to clean out usually?
Well, back in other days, there would be mostly the heavy wood would be placed in the back of a great big round backlog, they called it. That was to hold heat, and they would put small wood up to the front side mm-hmm. of it, and they would keep raking the ashes toward the front,
mm-hmm.
and those ashes were kept to make a lot of soap out of.
Oh, they, that's what the
mm-hmm. uh-huh. But at nighttime, they would put on heavy logs to hold the fire overnight,
mm-hmm.
because Coral was scarce and matches were scarce in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. I remember you said you just had a...
But my grandfather, on the Pruitt side, which I was on the Pruitt
mm-hmm.
side,
mm-hmm.
They had a fireplace in every room because there was no other heat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they had the long cranes that they would... Now, I've seen those in my early days. I was 7 or 8 years old, I guess, mm-hmm. when I'd see those.
Mm-hmm.
And they were prevalent everywhere, but see,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have. We had what was called a modern home in 1907.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a box heater. And the box heater, you put long pieces of wood in it,
uh-huh.
and your fire burned good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But...
Well, now, what about that black stuff that forms, like, in a soot?
Soot.
Uh-huh.
Now, the soot...
Was that good for anything?
No, the soot was... it would be the same thing as what our pollution is now, but it gathered on the side of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was kind of carbon-like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know what charcoal looks like?
Yes.
Well, it's the same form of charcoal, only it's in powder form.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in old-timey carnivals and Chautauquas and things like that would gather that and mix it with grease and use it for black in their face.
Oh.
So that was one thing that they did.
Oh.
And now,
in addition to carnival, what was the other?
Chautauqua. It would be a stage show that would come into your town and put up a big tent. And they would have the girls, they'd have all the attractions that
uh-huh.
you wanted
uh-huh.
back in 19 to 19 and 20. Now,
mm-hmm.
I've been to Chautauqua.
Mm-hmm.
And you paid for that just like you would go to an opera, like an outdoor theater.
Uh-huh.
But it was a great big tent. And it wasn't like a circus now.
Mm-hmm.
It was more intellectual and
mm-hmm.
literary.
More like in a...
Yes. They do a Shakespearean play, or they do... And my mother was especially fond. Now, my mother had real good education.
Uh-huh.
And she realized the necessity of
mm-hmm.
getting yourself saturated a little bit with some literature type.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one who picked out the Eugene Fields rhymes and verses for me to be sure and read, and I loved them with them
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because I make up songs when my boys
mm-hmm.
was little
mm-hmm.
about the sugar plum trees that Eugene Fields wrote.